The portion of the garden to the east of the villa is called Piano della Figurina, the statue terrace, because since 1788, the fountain of Venus Fiorenza, crowned by the statue portraying the goddess of love by Giambologna, has been installed here. That year, in fact, Grand Duke Peter Leopold had the fountain's marble section moved to La Petraia. The marble section was created around 1570 by Tribolo and his assistants Antonio Lorenzi and Pierino da Vinci for the garden of the nearby Villa di Castello. The bronze statue we see today is a copy of the original, moved inside the villa to ensure better conservation. The statue terrace is the highest portion of the garden and is level with the villa. In the Medici era, between the 16th and 18th centuries, no major changes were made to it until the arrival of the Savoy after the unification of Italy. In 1872, in fact, Carlo Lasinio transformed the statue terrace as part of the larger renovation project that also involved the villa's courtyard, adding features only partially preserved today, but that we can imagine. And know also through the designs and drawings of the architect from Treviso and a historical photograph. In addition to the Belvedere, which still exists, Lasinio installed two large covered pagoda aviaries to house rare and exotic birds, particularly appreciated by King Vittorio Emanuele II. The aviaries were elliptical in shape so that the birds could fly around, and inside them were shrubs and plants that recreated the natural habitat of the birds. There were also small octagonal cages with pagoda roofs to house other species of birds. Today, the statue terrace is one of the points of the villa from which it is possible to admire the surrounding landscape and see the red rooftops and domes of Florence in the distance.